The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Vayishlach. The Torah in this week's parasha says the episode of Rachel Imenu that gave birth to Binyamin. She was there on the road. Vatelet Rachel, Vatekash Belidita. Rachel gave birth, and during her labor, it was difficult, and the Pasuk says she was Niftaras. She was Nifter. Says the Medrash, Shloishahein Sheniskashu Beshas Leidoson Umesu. There are three ladies in Tanakh that had difficulty during labor and they died because of the labor. These are the three, Rachel, the Eshes Pinchas, and Micha Bashal. The three are Rachel, the wife of Yaakov Avinu, Rachel Imenu, the wife of Pinchas, in other words, the daughter-in-law of Eli, the wife of the Pinchas who was the son of Eli, and Michal Bashal, Michal, the daughter of Shaul HaMelech, who was married to David HaMelech. Rachel, like the Torah says here, the wife of Pinchas, the Pasuk says also Mefurish and Shmuel, that the whole story when the Aron was taken, hearing the scary story, she came into labor and she was Nifteres during labor. And also, Michal Bashal, Michal, the daughter of Shaul, how do I know that? Says the Medrash, that Omer Yehuda ben Simon, the Pasuk says, Ad Yoy Moisa. Michal Bashal, Ahoyel of Lat, Ad Yoy Moisa. Michal Bashal did not have a child until she died. So you may simply translate the Pasuk to mean that she never after had a child. And she never had a child. However, Chazal teach that the Pasuk means she didn't have a child ad Yoy Moisa, until she died, until the day of her death. But at her death, on that day, she did have a child. She had a child, she bore a child, and while she bore the child, she was Nifteres, she was left the world. Kipshutai, the Medrash is telling us a simple list. A list of three women that died during childbirth. The three women that we find in Tanakh who died during childbirth. Yifei Toyar, one of the Mefarshim, and the Medrash, says the Medrash is coming to tell us something. The Medrash is coming to say that we have a Mishnah, we say it, those people that daven Nusach Ashkenaz, say it every Friday night in the parak of Bani Malikim. Al Sholish Aveirois, Noshim Mesois Bishas Leidoson. For three Aveirois, women die when they give birth. And the Mishnah says what they are, for Chala Nida and Alokas Anir. So, says the Yifei Toyar, the Medrash over here is coming to tell us that these women were tzidkaniyos. These women were grace of tzidkaniyos, and don't chas v'shalom think that they died because of these averes. Rather, they died for some other reason. And for that, the Medrash makes a list that these were tzidkaniyos that are mentioned in Tanakh. They were great people if they are mentioned in Tanakh, and they perhaps died for some other chait, lifidadakos, because they were so big, Hashem was medaktik with them for the small aveiras. For us, it would be a small aveira, but Hashem was medaktik with them since they were so big. It's interesting to note that there's lechayra, another woman that's talked about and even hinted to in Tanakh, that she died during childbirth. That is the mother of Esther HaMalka. The Pasuk says in Megillus Esther, that Esther HaMalka was taken to Mordechai because at the time when her father and mother died, when Esther's parents died, and the Pasuk says her father and mother died, and it doesn't say when. But the Gemara in Masechta Megillah tells us that the father of Esther HaMalka died after he conceived her, and the mother of Esther HaMalka died during birth. So in essence, the Gemara says that the mother of Esther HaMalka died also during childbirth. And this thing is sort of hinted, the Gemara talks about it on a pasuk, but Mishtamid, the Medrash doesn't count it, because she's not the lady herself is not mentioned in Tanakh. It doesn't say Esther, the daughter of who. It doesn't say the whole story. It's not as mefurish. So therefore, it wasn't counted in the number of three. One may think that after hearing that there's so many, there were three women throughout Tanakh that died from childbirth, and the Torah, Tanakh, did not mention that many times about birth. I don't think you have 3,000 mentions of different childbirths and labor, women that were in labor throughout Tanakh. Nevertheless, there is mention of three women that died during childbirth. So it seems that it's not so uncommon. Nevertheless, the Poskim tell us that the Lashon is that you don't even have Echad Me'elef that died during childbirth. You don't even have 1 in 1,000 that died during childbirth. So for whatever reason it was that we found in the Torah so many times that a woman died during childbirth. But the Poskim tell us that really, even in olden times, women would not die so often during childbirth. And based on this concept, on this idea, that women do not die so often during childbirth, the Poskim say there's a halacha that comes out of it. And we will soon see what that halacha is, and this is going to be, Be'ezer Hashem, the topic of this year. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as a side note, he spells out the Ha'ara. There's a Tosis in Masechta Ksubos Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that the Tosis there says, it's common for women to die. Why? Because they often give birth, most women give birth, and they have a matzav of sakana when they give birth. So therefore, it's more common that women die. So, seemingly from Tosfos, if you're saying that it's so common women die, it would seem that women die so often much more common than 1 in 1,000. So how does Tosfos coincide with what we're saying that women do not die so often? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal answered, brought down in the Nishmas Avram, that Tosfos does not mean that women necessarily die during the actual childbirth. Tosfos means that there's a sakana involved that somehow, sometime later, they die. The sakana of the childbirth indirectly causes them to die, but not during the actual childbirth. And therefore, these two concepts actually could coincide. Perhaps we could say a little similar to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, on the same lines, but a little similar, a little different, and based on what the Brisker Rav says, which Be'ez Hashem we'll see later. There's a halacha, which is well known, should be well known, that on Shabbos, if it's a sakonis nefashis, and even selfish sakonis nefashis, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, or mechal Yom Tov, or mechal Yom Kippur, whatever is necessary to do to save a life. All Averis in the Torah are pushed aside for Hatzalas Nefashis, except for the Gimel Averis Chemuras. and Shabbos is no different, and we are mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefashis to save the life of a human being, of a yid. To save the life of a yid, we are mechal Shabbos. However, the question which is dealt with in the poskim and is the machlokes, that's the whole sugya, is what happens if there's a choice. There's a choice to save the person that's in sakana by doing the malacha through a yid, who's a bar chiyuva, in the regular manner, or a person could ask a goy, what happens if there's a goy readily available? Should a person try to avoid being mechal Shabbos by asking a goy, or a yid should just do the malacha himself? And the Mechavir says that one should not attempt to delegate a goy or a lady or a katan to do the Chilul Shabbos to save a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. Rather, we should have that the most capable person at the scene should treat the person who's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. However, the Rambam says that there's a difference between a patient who's in a matzav bahu or a patient who's not in a matzav bahu. There's a difference between a patient who the situation is very nerve-wracking. In other words, it's very pressing. It's very pressed for time, so then, of course, we should have whoever's there to do it as fast as we can. But where it's not a matzav bahu, if it's not a pressing situation, so then we could ask we should rather do the malacha with a shinoi. We should rather do the malacha with a goy than doing it with a yid. If it's not a pressing situation, it's not a question that will get mixed up, nothing will go wrong, we don't have to make sure that the best of the best person is doing it because we have enough time to play around with. So when you have such a situation, says the Rambam, you should go ahead and do it lechatchila with a shinoi or with a goy. More lechatchila is to do with a goy. If a goy is not available, you would do with a shinoi. Comes the Taz, and the Taz strongly disagrees with the Rambam. In his opinion, one should never, even when it's not a matzav bahu, one should do the malacha himself and not use a goy. Because he reasons, says the Taz, if we're going to be makpid to use a goy when available, people might make a mistake and only be mechal al Shabbos to save a life through a goy. Even when there won't be a goy available, somebody might start going searching for a goy in order that he shouldn't be mechal al Shabbos himself. And therefore, the Taz says, no matter what the situation is, we should always be mechalil Shabbos through a yid and not use a goy. And many poskim do follow this Taz's mahalach. However, there are many poskim that differentiate between what type of hatzala we're doing for the chayla. In other words, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in Micha Shloima, and they say the same thing in the name of Reb Moshe Feinstein, that when we're talking about the actual refuah, the actual saving of the person who's a choylish yesh b'sakana, so then we should do everything through a yid, without a shinui, we should do everything the regular way. We're afraid if you start looking for etzis, you might do it wrong, and people might learn from there, that You always have to look for a goy, and because of that, they might come to be mezalzel and atzalas nefashis in other situations. However, when we're talking about not the actual treatment, we're not talking about the actual treatment, but for it's just that it's something that is necessary. For example, writing down the information for the patient, turning on or off the lights, or turning on or off the air conditioner, other things that even though we'll do it, like following the opinion of the Magen Mishnah, that we have to do other things that are necessary for the Chodesh Hashpeis HaKana, but the things that are not the actual Atzalah, the actual saving of the Chodesh Hashpeis HaKana, even though they're necessary, they're important enough, they were Mechal HaShabbos, but they're not the actual saving, so those things, you should go ahead and do a Shinui. So if we summarize what we said now, Ligabe, the question of should we do it through a goy, should we do the Hatzalas Nefashis with a Shinui, we could say as follows. Everybody agrees that if it's a matter of bowl, everybody agrees that if time is of essence, or it's a pressing situation, then certainly we do the Hatzalah immediately in the most time-efficient way. That everybody agrees to. Everyone across the board. Chavir, Mo, Taz, everyone. Just everyone across the board agrees if it's matzah bol, if time is of essence, it's a pressing situation, then we don't think twice and we just do it the fastest, quickest way through a yid without a shinui. The question comes when it's not the matzah bol. In other words, there's somebody in front of us who is a Cholish Eshbeis HaKana. He's in a life-threatening situation, but he's not deteriorating rapidly. And time is not of essence. So in such a case, according to many Paiskim, so the Hatzalah itself could be done still through a Yid without a Shinui, but unrelated needs of the patient, other things that we are doing because of the Magen Mishnah and the like, so those things should be done with the Shinui. Should be done the Chatchile through a Goy, and if there's no Goy, we should do it with the Shinui. That's what comes out, at least according to many Paiskim. Now, in Shulchan Aruch it says that this is all when it comes to a regular Cholish Eshbeis HaKana. However, when it comes to a lady that's giving birth, we know that a lady during childbirth has a status of a Cholish Eshbeis HaKana. If she already started labor and we're not going to help her out, she could Chas V'Shalom die. And because of that, we permit doing Chilul Shabbos in order to assist and help her out with all the needs that are related and involved with childbirth. We have to take her to the hospital, we have to bring her a doctor, we have to give her medicines, we have to give her all things that she needs for the child, for the birthing, for the labor and delivery. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says in Simchat Shin Lamed, that mikol makim v'chomah she'yichidim l'shanes meshanin. Anything that we're able to make a shinoi, we make a shinoi. L'chatchila, we make a shinoi when we do the atzala, when we do the savings and the rescue of a lady who is a cholish eshbeis hakana because of childbirth. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and here, there's no argument. Here, everyone says we should go ahead and make a shinoi. There's no discussion. All opinions agree, l'chatchila, we should make a shinui. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu d'man d'amer b'sim eshin chavches, d'gabi p'gua ha'nefesh lo'i bo'i shinui. Even though in sim eshin chavches we had opinions that you don't have to make a shinui. So why here do you have to make a shinui? Here, there's no mention of any machloikis, and according to everyone, you should make a shinui. Says the Mishnah Berurah, achashani, here it's different. Here it's different because the pain of labor is a natural thing. V'ein achas me'alef mesa machmas leida. Here he says the words that we talked about before. There's not even 1 in 1,000 women that die because of labor, because of birth. That we have to make a shinui. In a certain sense, the sakana of labor and delivery is one notch lower. Being that women, even 1 in 1,000, don't die from labor and delivery, so we still give her a status of a chelish eshpei sakana. But we say it's one notch lower, one notch less of a sakana, and as such, we say lechatchila you should employ doing a shinoi when you're trying to save the woman. Now this svara lechalik, this difference between a yoledes and other chaylish eshpe sakana, the Mishnah Berurah says it in the name of the Magen Avram, in the name of the Magen Mishnah, and the Meiri. The Rishonim already say this difference between a woman who's giving birth and other chaylim sheshbahem sakana. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'chaza v'dalaki igul v'chayla, that's all. If it's not going to take time, if time is not of essence, avim eina nasiv as Jesus v'shinoi, if we can't do it fast enough with a shinoi, k'moi v'loi shinoi, mitzvah lasiv v'loi shinoi l'mei adavir v'chal koichai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if time is of essence, it's going to take too long, then of course we do not do a shinoi. The whole shinoi is only when it's passable. Of course, there's no halacha that we can't save her and do what's necessary when we're not able to do a shinoi. And really it goes even more than that. Eliashiv is quoted as saying that the whole halacha of doing a shinoi by Yoledes, the Yashiv in Kovetz Shuvis says, Chelibei Simen Chavov, says the words of the Magen Mishnah is mashma that the whole halach is only a chumra ba'alma. The lashon of the Magen Mishnah is lefichach hechmiru lishanois. The Mishnah Berurah said the same words. Lefichach hechmiru ba lishanois. Says of the Yashiv, it's a chumra. It's a chumra. It's a chazal, we're misakin this chumra that lechatchila we should go ahead and make a shinoi. But certainly we don't have to go so crazy so far if it's so difficult to make a shinoi. Be that as it may, it comes out that we have a halacha based on this idea that ein achas me'elef meisa machmas leida. This idea that we don't even have 1 in 1,000 that die because of labor, because of that we have a halacha that even those shittas that say we should use a shinoi or a goy, that other sakanis nefashis, other chaylim sheshbem sakana, when it comes to labor and delivery, so there, we are supposed to lechatchila do a shinoi rather than doing it without a shinoi. However, we find there's two big limitations and this halacha that for labor and delivery we should employ a shinoi. First of all, there's a vart from the Brisker Rav. This Magen Mishnah is going on the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah that says we have to do a shinoi according to everyone because you don't even have 1 in 1,000 that die because of labor and delivery. He's going on a Rambam. Now the Brisker Rav is medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam has two halachas over here. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, Hayoledes kishi hikayas leilet, a lady that's giving birth, and she's crouching to give birth, harevi sakonis nefashis, so she's in sakonis nefashis, mechalul in Aleh HaShabbos. And the Rambam says, the whole halacha is carrying the chachamim, mimakim lemakim, we have to do everything necessary, we call for her a midwife from one place to another, we cut off the cord, we tie the cord, She needs light and candles. We light candles. So the Rambam goes through a whole list of all things that we do. V'chulu. Then the Rambam says, like the words of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch got it from the Rambam. V'chol she'efshel lishanis mishanin b'shas havo. Anything that we're able to make a shinui, we have to make a shinui. That's the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph. But look further in the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam continues, Chayo, Mishayaschal Adam Yoshoises. A lady who gives birth, from when the blood starts to drip, Ad Shetelet, until she gives birth, Ve'acha Shetelet, and then continuing after the time after she gave birth, Ad Shloisha Yomim, until 3 days after birth, we are Mechal Shabbos for her, Voisin Lo Kol Tzorkeo. We do for her all her needs, Bein She'amra Tzricha, Ni Bein She'amra Eni Tzricha. So first the Rambam had a halacha of how we help a woman during labor and the delivery and everything that's necessary we do, and the Rambam spoke out to make a shinui. However, two halachas later, the Rambam has a halacha and he's describing how long a lady remains a choylish yeshba sakana. And he says until 3 days after birth, she's a choylish yeshba sakana in Ramechal Shabbos. There, the Rambam does not make any mention that you have to do a shinui. He should have mentioned, fact the Brisker Rav, the Rambam should have mentioned in Halacha Yud Gimel also that a lady that's a choylish yeshba sakana because of labor and delivery and birth, we have to do a shinui any time we want to help her out and do things for her on her behalf. So what's going on? Why didn't the Rambam mention in Halacha Yud Gimel anything about the chatchila using a shinui? Hazoi frak the Brisker Rav. Says the Brisker Rav that there's really two ideas. There's two dinim. There's one idea that the birth itself is something that's a sakana. The birth itself, if we're not going to get that baby out, it's a sakana. And for that, we're doicha the Isurim of Shabbos. For that, we do all the necessary things that need to be done. But then there's a second thing, says the Brisker Rav. Besides for that sakana that the lady's in to have the baby, to give birth to the baby, but the lady that's going through this situation, she becomes a chayla, she becomes weak. And she's like a sick person. She has a status of a chayla sheyesh ba sakana. Forget about, says the Brisker Rav, the idea that there's some dangerous thing going on, that she has to get the baby out, she has a birth, she has a whole procedure going on. Besides for that, she's in a status, she's in a matzav of a chayla sheyesh ba sakana. She's sick and she's weak. For 3 days, very weak. For 7 days, still weak. Up to 30 days, she's also a chaylish and a sakana. So that's a different concept. Says the Brisker Rav, the whole halacha, that lechatchila, we have to do a shinui, that's only in the halacha of that we're mechala Shabbos for the sakana of getting the baby out. That sakana of the actual birth, and that we say, you don't have echad me'elef, even 1 in 1,000 don't die from the birth itself. However, the idea that she's a chaylish eshba sakana, she's categorized in a status of a weak person, of a chaylish eshba sakana, she's in a matzav of sakana, that is a separate idea. And that heter to be mechal Shabbos, and that permission of being mechal Shabbos because of her weakness, and that I don't have to do a shinui, because and that she's a regular chaylish eshba sakana. She's just in the category of chaylish eshba sakana. Anyone that's a chaylish eshba sakana, you could do a shinui, because chaylish eshba sakana, sometimes something, a lady could be nifter. And for that, there's no halacha of the chatchila doing a shinui. And therefore, later on, so like during the childbirth, she might not be so weak, and therefore you have to do a shinui. But afterwards, postpartum, after she had the baby, so then she's weak and she's chodesh hashpasakon, and then I don't have to do a shinui. Then the halachas of this lady that gave birth are the same as every other chodesh hashpasakon. If we go back to the question of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, perhaps we could say an answer similar to what he said. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asked, the Tosfos says it's common that women die because they're in a sakana because of birth. Asked if Shlomo Zalman, that goes against what the Magen Mishnah said, that even 1 in 1,000 don't die. Why is Tosfos saying it's so common? Perhaps we could say that the Magen Mishnah was only talking about dying from the birth itself. You don't have even 1 in 1,000 that die from the birth itself. However, Tosfos is saying that it's common that women die out that matzav of sakana. That chodesh yesh b'sakana, there's a whole period of 3 days and 7 days after she gives birth that she's very weak. And perhaps on that, it's more common. It's like the Brisker Rav said that on that situation, we are mechal al Shabbos, even without a shinoi, and that there's no, it goes into the regular category of chelish yesh b'sakana. Be that as it may, the Brisker Rav limited the whole halacha of the chatchila doing a shinoi that said specifically for a yelades, only for during the childbirth, and perhaps before, but not after the baby is born. Once the baby is born, she's like a regular Cholish Yesh B'Sakana. We find, there's a Pesach in Lakewood, Shmuel Meir Katz is quoted, that he said, another limitation, and this halacha, that Lechatchili is supposed to do a shinoi, more so, by a woman that's giving birth. Says Shmuel Meir Katz that the idea of the Magen Mishnah is that even 1 in 1,000 women don't die from labor. L'chaira, what the Magen Mishnah means is that when the woman has all necessary regular things, when she has her midwife next to her, and the midwife has the necessary equipment, then you don't have that 1 in 1,000 die from labor. But until you get to that point, until you have the doctor and the medicines and the regular equipment, and that we never say that you know you won't have 1 in 1,000 die. L'chaira, without a midwife, who knows? Perhaps many more could die. The whole reason a lady needs a midwife and other equipment, l'chaira, because to help her and assist having a baby, and if not, she could die. So until we get to have the necessary things, and that you don't have the svar of the Magen Mishnah. And as such, when you're dealing with getting to the doctor, and getting to have that equipment, and that, there's no halacha that lechatchila you have to employ doing a shinui, more so by a yeledes than any other chaylish eshpe sakana. There is also a chuvin dar litzian, Reb Tzina Abashol, that says a similar type of thing, that that until we get to the delivery itself, we don't have the halacha of the Magen Mishnah. The whole halacha of the Magen Mishnah is only for the delivery itself. Be that as it may, we have, at the end of the day, two limitations on this halacha of the Magen Mishnah. Even though the Magen Mishnah told us that there's more of a din of doing a shinui by yoledes than any other chodesh yesh b'sakana, but the Brisker Rav said that that's only applicable until she has the baby. Once she has the baby, afterwards, that she's in a matzav of chodesh yesh b'sakana, that she's like the same category of every chodesh yesh b'sakana. Then we had that we said Reb Tzina Abashol and Rav Chaim Chaim, you have Reb Shmuel Meir Katz, that they say that at least until she gets to the doctor, at least until she gets to that medicine and equipment, until that point, she's also the same category of a regular chodesh yesh b'sakana, and that also you don't say the vort of the Magen Mishnah that I feel echem elef don't die, and therefore a chayla, and therefore you let us, you have to do more of a shinui. And therefore, if this comes up in questions of people that want to know, should they go ahead and drive themselves to the hospital, or ask a goy, hire a taxi to get themselves to the hospital? So you may say, well, the Magen Mishnah says, lechatchila, you should make a shinoi, because you even one in a thousand don't die. However, we said that until you get to the doctor, for that the whole halacha of the Magen Mishnah wasn't said. So therefore you'll say, perhaps a person could drive themselves. Why not just drive yourself? It might be more lechatchila, according to some paiskim, to drive yourself and not look to do shinuyim and not look to get a goy. However, notwithstanding all of the above, the paiskim say that lechatchila one should try. Of course, when the time is pressing, then of course just do whatever is the fastest and most efficient way of getting to the hospital. So if it's necessary to drive for the husband or another yid to drive, then fashteitzach, you have to do what's necessary. But if it's possible to get a goy, to have a goyish driver, it is so important to have a driver. Even if theoretically, even if halacha really would permit not looking to do a shinoi. But there's a different problem. It's just a practical problem with driving to the hospital. The Sefer Teyaseh Ledes writes this. That's the Sefer written by Yitzchak Zilberstein. And also, the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos quotes the B'liashev also as saying the same thing. That being that driving to the hospital involves so many melachis, and a person out of habit could so easily be mechal Shabbos unnecessarily in a way that's not really necessary to save the Yeledes. So therefore, it's strongly recommended that when it's not sakana involved, one should get a goy to drive rather than driving oneself to the hospital. And with this, I conclude this shir.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.